The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so hello and welcome. Hello and welcome, everyone. Formally welcome to this rendition of Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you wherever you're joining, whether on Zoom, on YouTube. Hello to our friends on YouTube, and whether you're listening later. So warm greetings, warm welcome and greetings. And as a part of the warm welcome and greetings that I extend to you, and as our informal beginning where we say hello, to extend a warm welcome to ourselves, no matter who you are, where you are, what your background, whether you're new to this practice, whether you've done it for many, many times, feeling welcomed, welcoming yourself, welcoming yourself, that you belong here, that you absolutely belong here. Welcoming yourself. So, and here comes information about Happy Hour Google Groups. I'm going to post it there. Thank you, Neil, for sharing that. Oops, I send it to Neil instead. Okay, it's technical difficulty here too. There. So information about Happy Hour Google Groups is in chat. Again, if you're new, it's a low, pretty low traffic mailing list where information is shared. So maybe it's good that actually it's recorded, because we usually don't record information about the Happy Hour Google Group. So maybe other folks who listen to the audio recording later would like to hear about it. Anyway, so for today's practice, I'd like to invite us to the practice of metta, practice of loving kindness, metta, as a nourishment, seeing metta as a nourishment of the heart. And a couple of different perspectives I'll bring in during our guided meditation. One is that, there are challenges. There are challenges in being human for every single one of us. It's not easy being human, living a life as a human being on this earth. There are challenges, and metta is a way to resource ourselves, to nourish ourselves, to support ourselves and others, to nourish our heart, with courage, with strength, with kindness, with a sense of nourishment that this practice can give us, and the sense that you don't have to do anything or be anyone to deserve this nourishment, this kindness, this goodness. Just because you're alive, just because you breathe, just because you're human. Being human is hard enough. It's challenging it enough. So you don't have to have accomplished all the items on your to-do list, or done this or done that, or, oh, you should have been kinder to that person today. Oh, because you were not kinder or more supportive or more helpful because you lost your temper. Oh, now you don't deserve the nourishment of metta. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. That, oh, because perhaps you lost your temper, because you lost your stability. Oh, you need the stability. You need the nourishment of metta to support you, to hold you, to bring the sense of stability, to provide this sense of stability so that you can be more kind. You can be more kind to others, more kind to yourself. This nourishment is both a support is not just a reward, but it's also a support. So many different ways for us to consider relating to metta, this practice. The least of which is you should. The least of which is you should be kind. You should be nice to yourself. You should. This just sense of should that actually belittles us, makes us feeling, oh, I should do this practice of, oh, being kind. May I be safe? May you be safe? May you be happy? That belittles us. That actually takes the part of the nourishment away. Let it be an aspiration. Let this practice be an aspiration for what is possible. What is possible for yourself, for this heart, for this being, who is you, who you kind of know, but you don't quite completely know what this being who is you is capable of. So let metta not just be a nourishment, but a sense of aspiration of what is possible. What is possible in ways you cannot even imagine. You cannot even imagine. In kindness, in stability, in nourishment, in compassion for yourself, for others. So I've said plenty. Maybe that's all I want to say to frame our practice of metta for tonight. So without further ado, let's start meditating together. So arriving in your seat, arriving, whether you're sitting, lying down, standing, no difference. All the postures the Buddha talked about. Assuming, perhaps, that you're standing and yet that you're sitting this moment. Landing, letting your body fully land in this chair. Oh, sweetheart. Can you call yourself sweetheart, dear? Darling, whatever words of endearment. You can borrow my voice if it supports you or not. Oh, sweetheart, it's been hard. Maybe it's been a hard day. Letting your body, your heart soften, relax, land in this moment, in this chair, in this cushion. No expectations, no judgment in this moment. Let them take a well-deserved vacation. They work so hard. Expectation and judgment. They work overtime. Let them take a well-deserved vacation in this moment. They can come back later, tell yourself. But right now, offering yourself safety. It's okay, sweetheart. It's okay. Letting the body be soft, the forehead relaxed, the jaw soft, the neck, shoulders, the chest, the arms, the hands resting heavy. The sit bones released, releasing their weight onto the chair. The upper legs, lower legs, and feet. Relaxed. And if there is any tension anywhere in the body, discomfort, it's okay. Maybe being specially kind to the part that hurts or is achy. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, dear foot, dear back, dear neck. Letting the breath move through your body, through your chest, your abdomen, calming, soothing. And can you forgive yourself in this moment, letting your heart rest? Maybe you have not been a good foot soldier today with the to-do list, or you've been less kind than usual or possible to yourself, to others, or whatever. In this moment, releasing as much as possible. There's nothing you need to be or do in order to deserve metta, kindness. And perhaps imagining, letting yourself see the Buddha or Kuan Yin, the paragon of compassion. Or maybe for you it's Jesus or Mother Teresa or another embodiment or someone you know in your life. As the paragon of kindness, unconditional acceptance. Maybe you can see yourself crawling onto their lap. As if you were a child, the young one, tired. And you're held with unconditional love and acceptance. There's nothing you have to do or be, just because you are, you live. It's challenging enough to be human, this mess of the human condition, with its joys and sorrows, just being held. Let yourself receive, relax. Compassionate being, kind being, knows your story, knows your ups and downs, your challenges. They know you are trying, you've tried your best. They could have been any different. It would have been, given the causes and conditions. They completely accept and hold you with care and let you feel nourished and held. Awakening in you a sense of fullness, enoughness, resilience, and uprightness. When we're seen, we feel held, just as we are, accepted, seen. Our heart grows with kindness, with aspiration. Aspiration for our full values. Living our values. So let yourself feel held. Receiving kindness. Acceptance. Every cell of your body, drinking it up, nourished, your heart nourished. You are okay. If you find that your mind is wandering with thoughts, it's okay. It's all right. Oh, dear mind, dear heart, it's okay. Inviting the thought to be released gently. Letting it come back later, after you're finished meditating. And for now returning the sense of nourishment with each breath, each in-breath, each out-breath. Maybe you add your own good wishes, goodwill to that of the compassionate image for yourself. May I be safe? Feeling held as they wish you to be safe from inner and outer harm, wishing yourself, may I be safe from inner and outer harm, harm that I cause myself, or harm that is external. Fully knowing that complete safety is not possible in this world, and yet we offer this wish as a blessing, as an act of kindness, goodwill to ourselves. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. Feeling the nourishment, the goodness of this wish. Wow, I'm wishing myself well. Really connecting with the intention to take care of this being that is you. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. And forgiving yourself for all the times it's not been possible. And it's okay. We offer it as a wish in this moment. The second metta phrase. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. I wish myself happiness. Just as this compassionate, loving image fully accepts me and wishes me happiness, I wish myself happiness. May I be happy. Third metta wish, just as the compassionate image, compassionate being accepts me and wishes health and well-being, physical well-being, I too wish myself the same. May I be healthy as much as possible. May I be healthy and strong as much as possible. Connecting with the goodness of this wish, this offering. The fourth metta wish. May my life flow with ease. May I take care of myself happily. connecting with the breath, with the good wishes on our own, in silence, exploring this nourishment of metta. And if judgments arise or distractions, can you include them? Can you be kind to them also? Include them in the space of metta, kindness, benevolence. Come, sit, have tea. Distracting thought. It's okay. It is said that when the Buddha was sitting under the Bodhi tree the night of his enlightenment, that Mara, the personification of all the challenging mind states, threw thousands and thousands of arrows at him. And all the arrows, when they approached him, became flowers and landed. What if all these thoughts, perhaps judgments, these arrows coming towards you are met with kindness, your kindness? Oh, you're a terrible meditator. Oh, sweetheart. Ah, kindness. You're so distracted. Oh, dear thought. Disarming. Transforming all the arrows to flowers. One by one. So that when we are finished with our sit, we Just feel the flowers around us that we can offer to ourselves and to others, to the world. Symbolizing our minute by minute act of transformation of each thought, each mind moment's actions with kindness, goodwill. As we bring this practice period to a close, offering all the goodness collectively of our heart, our practice, all the flowers generously to all beings everywhere. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all the arrows be transformed to flowers. Internally, externally. Thank you for your practice, friends. So we have time for reflections, questions. And you can type them in chat if you like. If you type them to me privately, I will not read your name, just your reflection out loud. Just type to everyone. Then I'll read your name also to attribute it to you. You can raise your hand if you like. And the invitation always is at this point, if there's anything that arose, either a question or maybe an aha moment, something opened up, to offer that as a flower, as a gesture of kindness, to yourself and the whole Sangha. It's not to impress, or it's just sharing your practice, yourself with others. Don, please.
Thank you so much. It was a particularly appropriate topic for me tonight. And the thing that I was wrestling with a little bit was welcoming thoughts and just sort of incessant thoughts. And but at some point just getting tired, just going, wow. When is this going to stop? And I just sort of concluded that I just need to, just take care of myself a little bit more, and just sort of this thinking about the inner harm and just trying to, soothe myself a little bit. Anyway, I just offer that as what I was thinking. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for offering that. Appreciate it. It's like to reflect on a couple of things that you mentioned. One is this, sometimes there's this incessant thoughts that come up, and there's a sense of, wow, enough already. Okay. It's just, there's so much. And then the heart is like, wow, so the heart is tired. Like, oh, sweetheart, I need rest from all these thoughts. I need rest. I need refuge from all this incessant thinking. And maybe the idea here is not so much to I would say not to push away the thoughts. Maybe I saw your hand gesture as pushing away and like so that could bring up aversion, like. get away from me, you terrible thoughts. Like, that can bring up a sense of conflict. So bringing up a sense of conflict is never helpful. But instead, oh, dear mind, that is producing all these thoughts. Oh, let me take care of you. Let me nourish you, which is where you went. Oh, let me nourish you. Let me nourish you by giving you some space, some time, some refuge, some silence. There are lots of different, So thank you for offering that and in what came up for you, which is the space of nourishment. And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with, realizing that, oh yeah, we need more nourishment. We, you know, our heart, we need more silence. We need, because the incessant thought probably, you know, the pattern comes up because we are thinking so much and we're in the midst of so much, maybe different things. So thank you for that, Don. One reflection privately. Thanks for the meditation. I found that it was very difficult to sit with the compassionate image and the words of the loving kindness meditation. I think it is because I have a lot of self-hatred to contend with still. Then, of course, I let in judgment and felt bad about not being able to let it in. Is there any way to work through this? Yeah. Thank you for this reflection. And it's many people go through this. So it's not uncommon. So when letting the judgment in and feeling bad about being able to let it in is okay. So in that moment, my recommendation is whatever is on top. So when you're feeling bad, so say you let the judgment in, like, oh, you're a terrible meditator, or, you know, like, ouch. That moment, see where the kindness can land. And if you're feeling bad, I feel bad that I let the judgment in. Ouch. Could there be some kindness? Oh dear, you're feeling bad. What is there anywhere the kindness can land on? Can it get a foothold anywhere? Like sometimes there are all these recriminations or judgment upon judgment upon judgment and feeling bad upon feeling bad upon that. I feel bad that I'm not a good meditator, and I feel bad that I let that in. And then see if kindness can land on any level, anywhere. Just a tiny bit, just a dewdrop of, it's okay, sweetie. It's all right. This is hard. And it could just be this is hard. Yeah, I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time right now. It could be just that. That could be the foothold. So that's what I would recommend. I'm having a hard time right now. Just that. Another reflection, when I Googled the definition of loving kindness last night, this is only my second week of practice, state of compassion for others. Where does self-compassion belong in this definition? This is a much bigger question, but very briefly, as you're beginning this practice, welcome. Metta is a slightly different practice from compassion. There's a lot here, but basically it's both for ourselves, for others, people we know, people we don't know, people we have difficulty with. Kindness is 360 degrees all around this metta, this kindness. And it definitely includes us. And in fact, we need to fill our own cup first before we give it to others, so that we don't go around saying, love me, be kind to me. There's so much more, but I'll offer that. From Jamie, thank you for the reminder that I'm no less deserving of metta than any of the beings I care about. I still need to be reminded of this. Yeah, thank you, Jamie. Thanks for that reflection. So the time has come for us to turn our attention to practicing in community in small groups of three. And the way this works, especially if you're new to Happy Hour, there will be breakout groups that I will create right now in a moment, and the invitation in the groups, and they're about 6-7 minutes or so. The invitation is to each person will say just one thing, offer one thing from their own experience. You know, what was this practice like for you? You can say, I'm new. I didn't know what I was doing. I was distracted all the time. It's perfectly fine. You just offer a little bit, or maybe when the comes, but you hold it in kindness. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's okay. Other people will hold you in kindness too. It's so nourishing to be in a space where people kind hold you also with kindness and lack of judgment. And it encourages you to hold yourself with kindness and lack of judgment. And then maybe, and then you say one nugget, not a long monologue, maybe just one nugget, one thing. And then the next person will say one thing, or maybe they say pass. I want to hold silence for others right now. That's perfectly fine. No judgment. The next person, then they come back to you again. So you'll go around a few times. Speak from your own experience, not asking questions of others, managing their experience, managing the group. Just show up with kindness for yourself, and magic often happens. So here we go. So take, and you need to enter the groups on your own. Here we go. Opening all rooms. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Okay, hello. Oops, everyone is back. Hold on, let me. A couple of people. Usually it gives a minute. Not sure what happened here. Minute to close. Seemed like it closed right away. Okay, things keep. Oh no! It is true. There's another 15 seconds. I think just a bunch of people jumped out. Yeah, some people haven't come back yet. All good. Things haven't changed in Zoom that drastically. All right. We'll wait 4 more seconds until everyone joins, comes back. Okay. Now all the rooms are closed and let's see. I'm going to ask you, let's see here. There. Mute everyone. Okay, so I see Richard's hand is up there. Richard, please.
Well, our group decided, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
You know, two of the people in our group were feeling off for the last couple of days, and then for some reason, magically, this meditation made us both happy. So we decided to start a startup. You know, to become wealthy, if we just bottle this, you know, and sell it as a pill or something.
Oh, yes. Yay. May you spread metta in so many ways. It's what an enterprising thought. You know, it's so sweet. I wish it worked, but yes, spread it in all other ways. In every way you can. That's great. I'm delighted to hear that magically somehow folks started to feel better after having felt off for a couple of days. That is really the nourishment of metta. I mean, that statement right there. Thank you for sharing that, Richard. Really appreciate that, including all the humor with that. That's basically it. It's the nourishment of metta. It nourishes us even when we've been off kilter, we come back home, we come back to center, and then we're more able to offer it to others. Think about bottling it up and sharing it with others. So thank you so much for that, Richard. And thank you to all of you, to every single one of you who is practicing and joining, cultivating your heart for your own sake and the sake of all those whose lives ours touches. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thank you all. And now I'll stop the recording.